With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Colorado State Supreme Court's 4-3 decision to bar former President Donald Trump from the state's 2024 presidential ballot is being met with skepticism from some legal experts. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky tells the Salem Radio Network this ruling will likely further bolster Mr. Trump's poll numbers.
This just feeds the image that he is projecting, that he is being persecuted by law enforcement over the fact that he's even running for president.
The ruling Tuesday marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Trump's campaign spokesman called it a flawed decision and said they will appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Senate leaders say they remain optimistic about a deal on border reforms despite failure to reach a compromise this week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell say they see a border compromise on the horizon. In a joint statement, they say challenging issues still remain, but that, quote, we are committed to addressing needs at the southern border and to helping allies and partners confront serious threats. Republicans are insisting U.S. border reforms be part of any supplemental deal with aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States has freed a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange for the release of 10 Americans imprisoned in the South American country and the extradition of a fugitive defense contractor. That contractor is known as Fat Leonard, and he's at the center of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 475 points, the Nasdaq dropped 225. This is SRN News. Australia's Catholic leader lays down the law.
Now that Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples, the head of Australia's Conference of Bishops is warning all priests that they must comply. Archbishop Franz Lackner says priests are not allowed to say no if a gay couple seeks a blessing, essentially eliminating any conscientious objection by the clergyman. Lackner says, quote, the church wants to speak good things in the name of God to couples in non-regular situations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Baptist, Ukrainian Orthodox, and Greek Catholic churches will celebrate Christmas on December 25th for the first time in Ukraine's history. According to Baptist Press, the Orthodox and Greek Catholic churches will abandon their traditional observance on January 7th. It's an idea that's been suggested for several years, and it gained popularity after Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. This is SRN News. Tesla has found itself locked in an increasingly bitter dispute with union workers in Sweden and neighboring countries.
The showdown pits the electric car maker CEO Elon Musk against the strongly held labor ideals of Scandinavian countries. None of Tesla's workers anywhere in the world are unionized. That raises questions about whether strikes could spread to other parts of Europe, where employees commonly have collective bargaining rights.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Musk is staunchly anti-union. He said that unions try to create negativity in a company. Musk denies Tesla has a wealth hierarchy largely because the company awards everyone stock options. Parents are opting out of school vaccinations at the highest rate ever. Last school year, that amounted to 3% of the U.S. children entering kindergarten. The highest rate was 12% in Idaho. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.